I'm Alec Theater Bites, and you're listening to my review of The Good Person of Sichuan, playing now at the Cal State Northridge in the experimental theater wing of the Soraya Complex, September 24th through the 27th, 2025. This morality play about the limits of kindness and the selfishness and the destructive nature of humanity and capitalism provides a well-staged production of the show with some acoustic flair. A kind prostitute, Shantae, played by Julia Sayers, provides shelter to three gods, God 1, Eden Stroud, God 2, Megan Fellner, and God 3, Chandon Moon, roaming the world for even one person they could honestly describe as a good person. After providing lodging, the gods gift Shantae with enough money to open up her own business, but what seems like a dream come true comes with many challenges. Can Shantae run a successful tobacco business? Will she be able to continue to be a good person in a greedy and corrupt world? And the ethics of selling tobacco to the public? Okay, that one isn't in there. This and more in The Good Person of Sichuan. I admire this piece because sometimes artists hit the mark for what they know is reachable or understandable. And there's something great about that because you can really delve into something you really understand. And then there's other pieces where you're aiming to the fences. And these are questions and problems that have persisted for centuries with no clear answer. Opinions, but nothing like crystal clear. And The Good Person of Sichuan is that kind of play that doesn't wrap up so neatly, but that doesn't mean there's no merit to it. The show boasts a sizable set with desert-like cracked floors, rusted and decayed like a slum, and it is a slum, so it matches well with the story. In the front of the stage sits boxes and barrels for aesthetics and for the actors and actresses to sit on. The highlight of the design from senior designer Tom Budowitz is this large movable box which rotates, displaying the inside of a humble tobacco shop, and when turned around, the outside of the building built on top the ever-expanding slums upward made from what looks like sheet metal, fabric, and plastic tarps. There was some solid performances in the show, if not possibly paced a little too fast in certain moments, understandable though with the length of a piece like this. Wang is played by Julian Thompson, who plays the water seller with not the most clean morals. You see the true sense of worry on his face in this performance when you're dealing with the gods. A fascinating and engaging performance from Thompson. It doesn't really have to be said, but this piece requires so much from its lead, Shantae, and Julie Sayers in her dual part gives just enough from both characters, but where she shines are the moments when the other character slips out on accident. Her vocal performance, splendid. And a spirited acoustic guitar and acting performance from Sun, played by Kevin Boucher, the pilot without a plane, and a loose sense of morals. Boucher is very versatile in this role. Some of the humor just doesn't land, and it's delivery. I give The Good Person of Sichuan an 8 out of 10. It's a good show. LA Theater Bites recommended. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting LA Theater.